time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sarah's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay, I need a ruling. Is this cute, cringe, or creepy?
Okay.
Because my group chat is split.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for 3 months. Things have been going well. We've been on fun dates. Mm. We have good conversation, strong connection.
Okay.
But then the other day, he pulls out a laptop, like literally opens it in front of me and says, I've got something to show you.
Mm.
It's a full-on PowerPoint presentation titled, Where We're Headed, A Journey of Us. Y'all, it had transitions.
Y'all!
It had bullet points. It had photos of us. And yes, there was a slide about future kids' names. Plural.
Wow.
Even used a pie chart to explain how we balance each other. And part of me is like, wow, effort. The other part's wondering if I just joined a TED Talk on my own relationship.
Okay.
So tell me, do you think this is cute, cringe, or creepy? I'm kind of stuck between this man is emotionally available and should I start running?
Wow.
So here I am, just a girl with mixed feelings in the front row seat to her own relationship presentation. Help.
She's funny.
She's got lots of little emojis and little fancy writing. And like, she kind of almost made a little bit of a PowerPoint presentation in her message.
Right.
Which is kinda
cute. Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I get that this is unusual. I also understand it's like, hey, he's invested, right? He's invested.
He is. He's got a lot
of future.
He sees potential. At least the PowerPoint presentation was like, where we're headed, we're not, you know? And it showed a future.
It did.
It showed that there is a lane ahead.
This is him saying, I think you could be the one. And
ooh,
just wondering. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think.
So
he's laying it out like this. You're the one. If they're talking kids,
wow.
He's like,
okay,
he's telling her, I see a future with you.
Hang on.
Just trying to gauge her response.
Listen. My wife and I were dating. I don't know how long, but it wasn't long. And we had gone to Dave & Buster's. And they had one of those picture booths where you could both take a picture of yourselves and it would say, here's what your kid's going to look like.
You mash your faces together.
Yeah, your faces together. So we're like, we should do that. And see what it looks like. And we got it and we're like, big forehead.
attractive.
See,
this is just like the book that she made in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know if it's the book on how to lose a guy in 10 days level. I don't know. It could.
It's a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of
maybe it's
that
the
level.
2025 version of that book.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's adorable. Now, if I need to ask her, I guess, before he did this, were you thinking the same thing? Like, did you see a long term potential with him? Did you think that this guy maybe could be the one? And if so,
all right,
then maybe don't be as thrown off by it, because at least now you know, hey, he thinks the same thing. You guys might be on the same page.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, is this timeline like next week?
Well, I feel like if she's reaching out to us, maybe she's leaning the line, the way of creepy.
Maybe.
You know? So, 502-795-1997, how did you show your freak flag early, and did it work?
Okay, yeah, because we're 3 months in. Which is still, it's real early.
I mean, 3 months, though, if it's
you. Laying out the path for your lives together.
If it's you later,
I would have been like, yes, let's go get married.
Hey, sign me up, buddy.
All right.
Let's walk down the aisle.
You really, really like me. This is great.
All right, let's go.
Let's lock it down. Let's lock it down.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a story, we'd love to hear it.
Swoochie Kim thinks it's cute. Yeah. I think there's going to be more people that think this is really adorable.
Well, like I said,
it's on the cute side. It's less creepy.
My future wife, then girlfriend, and I did something similar, not like bullet points, but we did, hey, what's our kids going to look like?
Do you still have those pictures?
I texted her and I asked to see them. I asked if she could send it. I don't know if she knows where it is.
That would be amazing. You would really love to see those.
Picture of what she and I would look like as a kid.
And did they have a beard?
You know what?
Did you have a beard back then?
I don't know if I did or not. Because
it'd be amazing if you did. And if they just go ahead and include that on the baby.
I want to say if I remember the picture correctly, it kind of had a big, the kid kind of had a big forehead. However, there are glimpses, like you can look at it and go, oh,
like they kind of did turn out like that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you could almost say, "Oh yeah, I guess I could kind of see."
Wow.
Which is wild that Dave and Buster's had that technology back then.
Yes.
All right. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Take some of your stories on the way next. Kara got a PowerPoint presentation titled "Where We're Headed: A Journey of Us" from her boyfriend of 3 months. Her group chat is a little bit split on whether that's creepy, cringe, or cute.
I think it's really kind of cute. I think a lot of women complain that you can't seem to read the guy or he's not emotionally available. And like, you kind of know where this guy stands with you. I think that's adorable. Missy texted, "My now husband proposed to me after 3 months of dating. I was 17, been together for 32 years and still going." Yes, girl.
Tish says, very similar to what you just said. My initial reaction was kind of creepy, but women tend to be like, how does he feel? Is he into me? I just want a guy who knows how he feels. I want effort, blah, blah, blah. And here he is, a literal definition of if he wanted to, he would. He showed effort, initiative, creativity. If everything else is good, I see green flags.
I like that. Sarah on Facebook said, after the cat licker and dog psychic from last week, I think this is perfectly fine. It's endearing and shows he's really into you.
I like Mandy. Mandy rolls in and says, coming from the mind of a consultant, PowerPoints are my life, LOL, an elder millennial and someone who historically has dated emotionally unavailable men. I love this. She says, my husband now started our relationship over the first few weeks, trauma dumping.
Oh,
here's my toxic traits.
Yep.
Here's my red flags.
Okay.
We're both veterans. So what level of PTSD are you dealing with?
Oh, wow.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We fell in love super quickly. It was refreshing to have someone who was so emotionally available that they were willing to open up like that. So yeah, she just kind of goes on and says, yeah, this is cool and could be a good thing.
Yes. Also, thank you both for your service.
Yeah, I think the more I think about it, yeah, I think that's kind of creative. I like the whole creative aspect of it. Now, Lisa says,
a lot of people think it's really sweet.
Lisa says, it seems a bit controlling. It's almost saying, if you stay with me, this is the trajectory I expect.
Oh.
Of course, Lisa admits, I have narcissistic trauma, so what do I know?
Okay, all right. So you might be projecting a little bit. But most people are like, this is really, really sweet. It's endearing. It's refreshing. Not a lot of guys are, you know, put it out there like this. And if there are no other warning signs that might lead to, yes, this is more of a controlling part of him, then, you know, ride it out. Again, it's only been 3 months. And if you have, like, strong feelings before he gave this to you,
Yeah, I think you just kind of continue to ride it out. I do think that's creative. I do.
I think it's precious.
And
I would be really flattered that he put that time and effort and thought.
Kelly would literally be shopping for rings.
I would be just a mess of tears. Happy tears. We'd go, let's go buy a ring and get married tomorrow.
Let's just go ahead and do that.
Yes. So I think it's really precious. And if you are feeling the same way, if you were kind of still giddy about him before this popped up, then yeah, count your blessings, girl.
Still, like, after the cat licker and the dog psychic from last week, this seems normal.
Perspective.
Sure, let's think perspective. Yes. There are others who are dealing with worse, all right?
Right. Now, Tonya the Welder is like, it's, you know, a little cringy. Whatever she did, he's fallen hard for her.
Uh-huh.
Just don't break his heart. Okay. Not worth breaking up over.
Right.
Might be, you know, a little much at 3 months in, but he loves the effort. He's passionate about the relationship. That's obvious.
And I think everybody's kind of agreeing that Maybe at 3 months, it's a little in your face, but the, like so many have said, women are constantly going, I just want a guy who is emotionally available and is able to talk about feelings.
And you know that he has, you know, goals of long term.
So there you go. Trauma dumping within the first 3 months. He did it.
Okay.
Or he laid it out there at least.
Laid it out there. I think that's sweet. And count your blessings and let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Kara. That is group therapy.